This is Wire Force 1730 Zulu, April 20th, 2024. Precedence is routine, information cutoff is 1630. Bottom line up front. Australia cracks down on dissident speech regarding stabbing attacks. Fire incidents continue in Canada. Beginning with international events, in Canada, a fire broke out in the control tower of the Old Goose Bay Airport in Newfoundland and Labrador. Evacuations were ordered as the fire approached nearby storage facilities housing explosive materials. The cause of the fire has not been publicly released. In Australia, following the stabbing attacks in Sydney, several crackdowns have been reported, including raiding the homes of those who demonstrated outside the Christ the Good Shepherd Church, where Bishop Marmari was stabbed a few days ago. Additionally, authorities have been instrumental in censorship and the control of information regarding recent events, with New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb deliberately stating, quote, "Police will be the source of truth," end quote. On the home front in Washington, D.C., Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972 has been altered significantly, removing almost all of the former protections for women under this law. This highly controversial move means that there will be no separation of any kind between men and women within the context of the educational system, including restroom and locker room use, sporting events, scholarships, etc. This move also mandates the use of pronouns on a federal level, treating a pronoun violation with the same legal severity as harassment allegations. Analyst comment. Once the general public has had time to read through the 1,500-plus pages of changes, the true realization of how significant this action is may become apparent. Of note, this radical change of existing code does not apply to just universities. This applies to all K-12 educational institutions, as well as Head Start programs, that receive federal funding. Women who don't approve of men being in their locker rooms can now be criminally charged with harassment in every single public educational institution in the United States. Additionally, based on recent court cases, even private schools may be subject to Title IX regulations in the event that a school receives a tax benefit, though more legal precedence is needed. Analyst comments for this wire. As expected in most Western societies, citizens now have to consider the follow-on effects of traumatic incidents. Citizens have to expect both deliberate attacks by terror groups and the subsequent targeting by authorities that cracks down on the victims of such crimes who are outraged by terrorism instead of the perpetrators. Somehow, even in 2024, this is a controversial idea, but true nonetheless, and an unfortunate planning factor for populations post-incident. Being aware of the potential for horrific incidents is important enough, but equally important is being aware of the atmospherics post-incident, and the potential for authorities to take advantage of the crisis to make good on long-standing desires to implement more strict policies. This concludes the Wire for 1730 Zulu, April 20th, 2024.